We're going to be talking with a wine expert. Of course, everybody's ordering takeout. It's takeout Tuesday, takeout Thursday, takeout Friday, takeout in the weekend. I think a lot of you are tired of cooking, and I don't blame you. I do have friends that haven't ordered one thing out at all. They've been cooking every night, which I think is so impressive. And of course, you've got to have the funds to be able to do that, too. I know a lot of people are laid off right now as well. So heart goes out to you. If you are ordering takeout and you're looking for just the perfect wine to pair with your takeout, we have Dylan Melvin with us. He is from Foxtrot Chicago, and he is the sommelier in chief. Hi, Dylan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks so much for being with us. Okay, so tell me what a sommelier in chief does.
You know, the chief thing is news to me. I didn't know I had the chief on my title, but as a sommelier, my job is to, you know, curate our wine assortment for Foxtrot. We're really passionate about the products we carry. We want to make sure that, our guests, can really trust us to give them the best wine possible and to guide them through a unique wine experience. So that's my job, day in and day out, is just to find cool stuff for people to drink and enjoy.
It sounds like you have the best job in the world. Do you also get to sample the wine?
I do. I started at Foxtrot, everyone was like, oh my gosh, this guy's just going to drink wine all day? Like, that's totally crazy. But, there is other work involved. And, like most wine professionals, I think if we took down all the wine that we sampled, our lifestyles would be broken up pretty quick. So, when I taste a lot of wine, we do spit, but it's still, the experience is so fun, and I'm so grateful that I get to do it. I'm grateful that Foxtrot has given me the opportunity to. It's really cool.
And Foxtrot, you guys are there's several Foxtrot locations, and it's sort of like a mini grocery, right?
Yeah. So, we like to think of ourselves as a convenience store, but like kind of modernizing that idea, right? So we have 7 brick and mortar locations scattered throughout the north side of Chicago, but we also have an e-commerce marketplace, right? So we have our own app, we have our own, browser website, and you can order any of our products to be delivered on demand. So we deliver in under an hour. There's a really reasonable minimum. So it's been a really interesting time for us over the last, few months. I think we all feel really grateful to be, a bigger part of, our community's lives, through our delivery service, and hopefully we can provide some joy. But yeah, I think, that's kind of what differentiates us from, the everyday convenience store model.
And you guys have really been giving back a lot as well.
Yeah. So I'm so glad you brought that up. So we had a program called Delivering Good, where we also have locations in Dallas. So we partnered with a food depository in Chicago and in Dallas, where we donated a portion of our sales to those institutions. And we just wrapped it up. It was like almost $60,000. But, again, we just feel really grateful that we can get back to the community during this time. So it was a really neat project.
Well, we love that you're local, and we love supporting businesses that are also giving back and doing so much good. So, Dylan, let's get to this suggestion list. Everyone, a lot of people are ordering takeout right now. I think at this point, people are tired of cooking. And of course, at the top of the list is pizza. Do you have any suggestions for pairings with pizza?
Totally. So two come to top of mind here. So one is Barbera. If you're not familiar, it is a grape variety from northwestern Italy in Piedmont. The best area, I believe, to get, Barbera from is from an area called Monferrato. But it's a really kind of fruit-forward, refreshing red wine. Mm-hmm. And in Italy, they call it God's pizza wine. So it has that status. And then the other is Syrah. Especially one that's a little bit lower in alcohol. It's got that kind of nice black pepper spiciness. Mm-hmm. Makes a great pairing for like a meat, a meaty pizza, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And then what's the price range? I'm hoping that you can find something like affordable. And then, of course, for people that want to splurge, they can, right?
Yeah, totally. So Barbera is like a table wine. So at Foxtrot, we have one called Ercole. It's actually a liter bottle. Wow. It comes in under 20. Yeah. And so that's a really easy one. You know, Barbera, you know, it has that approachability. Syrah, right, you can go a bunch of different directions. But, you know, if you're looking at Northern Rhone, you know, Cornas or something like that, the price point may be a little bit more premium, but you can certainly find stuff out there that's a touch more affordable. Typically, they're blends. We have one from Paso Robles called Tablas Creek right now. Mm-hmm. That's Syrah Heavy. And that comes in, I think, around like $25. I should probably know that, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Listen, we'll take your word for it. Something else I think everyone is ordering is a lot of chicken. I've seen folks ordering roast chicken, or whether it's a fried chicken sandwich. Of course, it feels like every restaurant is competing, whether they're on the high end or low end. They're all competing in this fried chicken sandwich wars. Or chicken wings. Now, would you pair different wines with all those different types of chicken?
Yeah, so preparation matters a lot, right? I actually just had my first Popeye's fried chicken sandwich like
what?
2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I know.
Late to the game, sir.
I was pretty embarrassed by it. But, you know, and it was one of those things, I went in with such high expectations that when I actually had it actually lived up to it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is delicious. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. With fried chicken, this might be shocking, but with fried chicken, sparkling wine, right? You know, it seems counterintuitive. We're always using sparkling wine as this like kind of celebratory, like fancy thing, but the acidity and the autolytic qualities is what we call them. They kind of have this like brioche, you know, kind of nuttiness to them. Mm-hmm. Are just perfect pairing for fried chicken. So I highly recommend that. If you're looking for something more affordable, Cava is a great place to start. We have Flamador here in Chicago at Foxtrot. It's a $12 bottle. It's made using the same methods as champagne. Perfect for fried chicken. For roasted chicken, I would think more like white Burgundy, or like a more delicate style of California Chardonnay. The first thing that comes to my mind is Camp Chardonnay. A friend of Foxtrot, Kenny Lekiprakong, makes that wine. It's not oaked, so it doesn't have that same richness, so it has the acidity to go with food. And then wings, right, at least the wings that I usually consume are a little bit spicier.
Yes.
So for that, you need to find like lower alcohol. So I think of like Pinot Blanc or Riesling, sometimes like Vouvray, like Chenin Blanc. We've got a Pinot Blanc from Oregon, a female winemaker by the name of Brienne Day. She's extremely dedicated to organic viticulture. She makes awesome wines. I think that would go really well with some wings, but again, you don't want to reach for that 14% Chardonnay for something
for spicy.
You need to find that. Yeah, you need to find that 11 or 12, because that alcohol will amplify the spiciness and then like make the the, yeah, it's just, it's
your
not good.
Mouth will be on fire. So lower alcohol.
Yeah.
When it comes to spicier food. And I guess, you know, I asked that thinking like, I guess, is it against the rules to pair wine with chicken wings? I guess most people drink beer with chicken wings, but you've heard of wine with chicken wings, right?
Oh, I've done it too many times.
Okay.
And I love highbrow, lowbrow pairing. It's like one of my favorite things. So yeah, I'm all about it.
Nice. Of course, we've got to talk about tacos and burritos. It's another favorite for takeout.
Yeah, so this is an interesting category because you know, there's a variety of tacos and burritos. You know, I think for me, al pastor is what I'm always going
mm-hmm.
after, which I like to reach for like a rosé, actually, sometimes a sparkling rosé. But we've got a really beautiful bottle from Edmund St. John called Bone Jolly that would make a really great pairing with al pastor. We've got a sparkling wine from New Mexico called Domaine St. Vincent. That would be a nice al pastor pairing. If you're doing like, you know, steak tacos, I think it's cool to be classic with steak and grab, you know, a cab. You know, we're really good partners with No Fine Print. Pat Cochran is, you know, based here in Chicago, and those wines are really cool too. So I wouldn't overthink it. If it's steak taco, you know, I would just stay traditional and kick that cab out.
And finally, what about sushi?
Oh, nice. So sushi, you need to get pretty light and delicate. We actually carry some sake at Foxtrot. We've got Kikisui. It's a little golden can. It's like 187 milliliters. So I would definitely start there, you know, because sake is a little bit lower in alcohol. It's really clean, kind of has that cantaloupe-y fruitiness to it. Mm-hmm. But if you're going wine, Muscadet is a great place. And that might be a little esoteric for some people, but it's a small area on the west side of the Loire Valley in France. And they make these like super crisp white wines. It's like adult version of like lemon LaCroix or something, but they're really good with sushi.
Ooh, and oh, sorry, I said last one, but just really quickly, one more cheeseburger.
Oh, Merlot.
Merlot.
For sure. Sideways, man, it killed Merlot, but it's a great, great variety. It makes great stuff.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us. And did you say that Foxtrot is actually delivering groceries as well?
Yeah, so everything in our market you can get delivered on demand as long as you're within the bubble, the delivery bubble.
Okay, and where do we go to order those groceries?
Yeah, so foxtrotco.com or download the Foxtrot app, and there you'll find our entire assortment, whether that's alcohol or grocery, and all the other interesting stuff that we do on our platform.
Well, hats off to you, our sommelier in chief from Foxtrot Chicago, Dylan Melvin. You passed the test. You had an answer for every takeout food I threw out to you. All right. You stay safe and well. Thanks so much for being with us.
You too. Thanks for having me.